You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome everyone to another suds segment where we say sometimes you're the hammer and sometimes you're the nail, except for good old boy Dave, who must just be a nail because he's always hammered.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Sound once again.
That's gonna hurt.
Wow. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana.
And exes.
Joining me at the table today for this interesting mix is good old boy Mike.
I am mostly Lithuanian, except when I pronounce all the Lithuanian words today, which I'm going to really hose these up. So thank you.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
What kind of tool is Mike?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Don't have a sound effect for that, do you?
I think that should be a new fan poll. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Please write in with what tool you think good old boy
cut off Kendall's mic.
Good old boy Kendall. Speaking of which, hi, and how are you?
I'm great. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
God, isn't it though? Good old boy Drew. Hello.
Why am I here again?
Well, you know, we all make life choices, right? Kidding. We're very happy that you're here today.
I am happy to be here.
Good old boy Dave, hi.
I'm hood ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm more burbs ready personally, but...
I like how she's wrestling with wax, and it sounds like, you know, it's, you know, the constipation is winning, you know, so.
Well, that's what wax will do to you. Stop you right up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks well, like we have something. Looks like it's all flowing now.
Yes. If only they knew what really was going on.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
So good old boy Dave and I recently went back home to Pennsylvania and brought back some beer. Shocker. Because road trips are great. And every time we go on a road trip, we have to bring back beer.
From Estonia.
Well, Pahala Brewery and Tap Room is located in Tallinn, Estonia. And let's see what the website says. Good old boy Dave, what do you think? So, Pahala,
playing the role of good old boy Dave,
yes, was founded in Tallinn, Estonia at the end of 2011 by four Estonian beer enthusiasts and homebrewers. Soon after, the company was joined by a Scottish head brewer, Chris Pilkington, with a few years of BrewDog experience under his belt. The first beer, the Imperial Baltic Porter, was released at the beginning of 2013, and for most of that year, the beers were contract brewed with other breweries' production facilities that were prepared to their while they prepared to open their own. Construction of the first brewery was completed in 2014 in Tallinn's Nome district, starting out with just 5 24-hectoliter fermenters. They more than quadrupled their annual production capacity in just 2.5 years. Hey, good on them. So they poured beers in many festivals around the world, to Cigar City's Hunapu Day in Tampa, no less, and Young Master Invitational in Hong Kong.
How many of you want to go to that?
The Young Master?
Yeah. We haven't been to that one.
Your kung fu is weak.
Jeez, I don't know. Do we want to go to a beer fest in China? I think we might get in trouble.
Hong Kong is not Hong Kong anymore.
Banned once again.
I was about to say, it's not a question of if we're banned. It's how many times. So.
Well, they have, I mean, they've done collabs all over the world, including those here in the state, like Boneyard, Stillwater, Jester King. I mean, so, hey, good on them. All right, good old boy Mike, why don't you give us today's lineup?
I am going to be reading this lineup and hosting it up. And
we can't wait.
Of the 7 beers here, I'm going to screw up 6 of them. I will be attempting to read the proper dialect and then the English translation for that. So here we go. The beers we're going to be having on today's episode are all from Estonia. Liquid Panada barrel-aged barley wine with vanilla.
I think it's pinata.
No, it's not pinata. It's panada.
He left the thingy off the
end. Well, I don't have the thingy on my keyboard.
Put an umlaut there, I might have gotten it right. So pinata, liquid pinata, barrel-aged barley wine with vanilla. I said it correct. You spelled it wrong. All right.
Fine. Well, that's Spanish anyway.
So I'm going to score 1 for Mike there. Pime O. Thanks. That's Dark pronounced, Knight. It's an imperial stout.
It's pronounced O O
O
O O O O O.
Okay.
O O O O.
O two. Wow. Risk. It's a porter. Rukivali, rye lily. It's a rye stout with caraway, ginger, and orange.
Ooh.
The Belle Boulet, beautiful bubble. Imperial Goad with red currants.
Goza. Sorry.
Red Imperial Goza. Okay, cool. I was wondering where
good thing he's
what's
pretty.
A Goda? Yeah. It's like this guy's never heard of beer.
Yeah. Okay. Dave, do you want to read the rest of your pronunciations? Or you just want me to read it as
just
is?
Just go, man.
Okay. Jacku Liba, continue bread.
That's exactly
as opposed to discontinue bread.
That is exactly the translation.
Okay.
According to Google,
it is a barrel aged Imperial Porter. The Musk-Cooled Black Gold, it's a porter. Zeit. Time, it's a wheat wine style ale.
You never heard of Zeitgeist?
Yeah, right. How many of those did I get correct?
0.
Thank you very much.
One of them was my
fault.
My
work here is done today. I appreciate that.
I'll give you pinata and goad, okay? But the rest of it, you screwed up on your own.
Oh, boy. Okay. Thank you, Mike. Good old boy Drew. Really? Why don't you give us cool. the suds rating?
I don't
for
think
today.
He deserved a thank
in
you for
Estonian.
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Hear those ratings now.
Why do I feel like I'm watching the Minions?
Oh yes.
That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Si imeb animul kolkimud quibud.
I am impressed.
Se on yama. Anna mulle kõike muud kui pump.
Ooh,
not bad.
Was that a belch? Kas see oli rohitsus?
Kas see oli rohitsus?
Oh, wow. 2 for 2.
Ah, what a relief. Ah, milline kergendus.
Ah, milline kergendus.
Dude, amazing.
Oh, man. He's like he's a native.
A body should really not make that sound. Keha et tohix tuesti seda halteha.
Ei tohiks tõesti olla nii kõva hääl.
Ooh, a little off on that.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, though.
Listen to that hang time. Give me another. Kulaki said the hangu mie sega ant kemule taina.
Kuula seda suurt rühitsemist, anna mulle veel üks.
Close again.
Yeah, it was
not bad. Yeah. So, Dave, you were actually going to play the Estonian version as our ratings for today.
Yeah. How do we know he played the right clip? Though?
Yeah, I know. For all I know, you're insulting people in Yugoslavia. For all I know,
a liquid panada.
I'm like, are you talking about mother again? You know, outstanding, Drew.
Very well done.
I
was confidently wrong.
Yes.
As usual.
But so good.
I just want to say that I leaned into everything that was put in front of me and got it dead wrong. So, you absolutely nailed it.
All right. Well, let's...
It's a hidden talent. I didn't even know you had.
Let's get to it. I'm excited. Okay, so the first one is the Liquid Piñata. It's a barrel-aged stout wine.
Piñata.
13% ABV. It is a stout wine blended from maple syrup, tequila, and bourbon barrels.
Conditioned 5W30?
Conditioned with Mexican and Madagascan vanilla.
Yeah, it's clinging to my innards.
It is thick. It's going to take a while for that to go down.
It's not bad, though.
No. The vanilla is well done. It's not overpowering.
I need a
Are you like tobacco?
I have water pick to get this out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Tobacco and like a little dark fruit. And
I'm also, it's almost like buckwheat honey. Because it's
a nice sweetness to it.
Yeah, but it's a dark sweetness.
That molasses, very dark. Yeah,
something got burnt.
Whew. But that's okay.
Yeah,
that's pretty good, man.
It works. I mean, I could not drink much of this. This is way too powerful.
I'd say other than the sample that I have, I'm probably not going to go beyond this. So
better than I expected.
But. Yeah, I mean, like, considering where Estonia is, you know what I mean? And if you think about...
I have no idea where Estonia is.
The Baltic Sea, bordered by Lithuania and Latvia and Russia.
Mother Russia.
Mm-hmm. It's
a country that has not gone to war yet.
But Tallinn is right on the northern part of Estonia. And then if you go across the Baltic Sea, then you're in Helsinki.
Okay.
So it's cold up there.
Beautiful area. This beer makes sense.
Well, this will warm your innards.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Warm the innards.
Burn a hole right in them.
Yeah. So if somebody had handed me this and didn't tell me it was a beer, I would have said, wow, this is an interesting chocolate, cough syrup. Because it definitely has a lot of alcohol. On it, I didn't hear what it was. So if you say 17.1,
137.
Yeah, you would have been close. Very cloying. But it's not cloying because of the sugars. It's just something about the mouthfeel. A lot of roast. It has a watery quality, to it. I don't know why, what's causing that, but very, a lot going on in this glass. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's like thick in the front and loose in the back.
Hmm. it's interesting.
But it's
The mullet beer of Estonia. Is that what you're saying,
yes.
Dave?
Maybe.
I think we'll rate this on the way out.
Might have to sit this dog.
Okay, well, we'll be back in just a brief minute.
All right.
And crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today is, we're going overseas and
Estonia,
we're doing
Estonia Day.
See, we are doing a brewery takeover of Pohjola Brewery.
I just like saying the word Urukiviki.
Gesundheit. And it's from Tallinn, Estonia. And the first beer that we were talking about right before the break was the Liquid Piñata barrel aged barley wine.
Piñata.
A 13% ABV beer. And we are going to rate this puppy a 4.
Wow.
There's a lot going on there. Yeah.
They put a lot of effort into that one.
I'm going to tread lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a shareable
this
beer.
This is very interesting.
At 12 ounces, I'd share that in four ways.
12 people?
Wow. Yeah,
I'm going to take my 2 ounces.
Everybody takes a shot. It. Everybody gets a shot. One shot.
Yeah.
Wet your mouth.
Well, okay. So the next beer that we are going to talk about from them is the Pime O. This one's an imperial stout. It is 13.6% ABV.
Oh, it only drinks like 13.2.
It is big,
but it's not. That's a tasty beer, though.
But it's a lot of chocolatey.
Yeah,
it's a real thick chocolate fudginess.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
A little bit of roast.
Little hints of coffee.
I'm almost getting like a dark cherry or plum.
There's some fruitiness to it.
Yeah. But in a nice way. But in a very, very nice way.
Like a cherry cordial.
Yeah.
Like dark chocolate covered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the declared style? I'm guessing
Imperial Stout.
Imperial Stout. I was going to say Imperial Porter.
It does feel kind of like one, right?
It has a lot of that Tootsie Roll.
It does.
You know, component about it, and the sugars in this remind me, you know, a lot more of a porter than a stout. We were kissing cousins of each other. You know,
I was about to say you can taste the difference.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trained professionals. Speaking here, we're supposed to know the difference.
Kissing cousins, here's a fun fact about Estonia. Wife caring is one of the major national sports.
Is it a cable channel?
I have actually seen it on TV, yeah.
Carrying.
So basically, you pick up your wife, and you kind of have her upside down on your back. And the husband, you like have to run a circuit.
I was literally going to make that face in a while. It was pretty funny.
Is this like out of their rich horseback cavalry history?
I think it's how you used to get a wife in Estonia.
You picked her up and you ran.
If you can run her, you know, if you can run with her, you got her.
Outrun her dad and brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, he made it past the fence. We gotta let him go now.
That makes sense.
So many surprises on this show that it just, you know, you can't make up this high quality entertainment. You know?
It's probably not the worst way to find a wife.
Where do you put that on your resume at the top? Good wife carrying.
Get
material.
One you can pick up and run as fast as you can until her family gives up.
I mean, this is the same region of the country that had a female king, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do they look across the room and go, you know what? I think that fat bastard can carry me. You know what I mean?
That's probably why husband carrying is not a sport.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
No woman's going to go to that much effort.
Yeah.
Just for a man? Yeah. Absolutely not.
Why can't we have just good old fashioned cow slapping, like, you know, instead? You know
maybe.
How's cow slapping different than cow tipping?
Oh, way different.
Well, you can't do
it. You can't do part of the cow.
Way different. Yeah. Yes.
Plus, you know, cow slapping is a lot more confrontational. You know, that's head on. Cow tipping, you're sneaking up on it. You know, that's...
Sometimes you are, yes.
Wrong pipe, sorry.
Yes. Yeah.
We have one seasoned cow tipper at the table that I know of. Oh, two.
Oh, yeah. I got the merit badge for that one.
I didn't know it was physically possible.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can graduate from Gallatin without knowing how to do cow tipping. Are you kidding me?
I never did it. I look down upon people who do that.
Question, you know, why they gave you that.
Except Julie.
Cruelty to animals.
Yeah.
No. Well.
No, not cruel. They're asleep.
Hilarious. Oh, okay. So if you fell asleep standing up and some jackass comes and knocks you down.
Look, all I have to say is that scene out of Tommy Boy is intensely accurate. Okay.
The physics of it works.
Absolutely. You know, getting down, you know, in a full 3-point, you know, stance.
You got to get a running start. 3-2, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought the way he was like, look, you got to throw your shoulder into it, lean into it, you know, and hit her like right in between the shoulders, you know.
This is what drinking 13% beer gets you.
Even,
is that what we're doing here?
Three
These
sips.
Are the conversations
I'm
one
sorry.
Has.
Back
yes.
to the beer.
Okay.
God, this is lovely. This is lovely. And this is made to celebrate the darkest nights of the year. So this is supposed to be in the dead of winter. And I could see why. And this would just warm me up better than a blanket.
After
this
cold night of cow tipping?
Yeah.
I was thinking some, you know, like dark night of the soul, like tortured, you know, reference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to bring the party down there, Drew.
It's dark and cold up there. And this
just have a glass of water with that. You know, that first one was intensely complex. This is a lot more straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the style declaration. It definitely reminds me a lot more of an Imperial Porter. I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was, you know, I was tasting it blind, but all in all, I liked it, for what it was. And, it's super solid pour for sure. Well made beer.
Yeah. It's four. Yum. Yeah.
It's an interesting cuvee.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's have another fun fact of Estonia, because the first one was just a little too over the top because, you know, I'm trying to think, what kind of exercises do you do to carry?
So, well, here's the thing. I don't know who considers these fun facts, but like here's, or like weird and exciting, but apparently Estonia has 2,000 islands.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, I guess like Thousand Island dressing is also always two for one.
Is that if you carry the right woman, do you get your own island? Is that how it works out? You know,
it does have the highest number of supermodels per capita.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hey, where did you get that from?
Wow.
Huh.
Now, that's a fun fact.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they only have three, but there's hardly any people.
It was the first country in the world to establish online voting.
Yeah,
it was.
They had the first Christmas tree. They had the first Christmas tree in the world. The world's first Christmas tree. Think about that.
Huh? Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Are they one of the countries that has like the angry claws? You know, like
oh, Krampus.
Like, yeah, like Krampus or Sinterklaas.
Probably.
Well, because it's Eastern Europe. You know, I mean, there's a lot of reasons.
I'm sure
to
there's
be
something
unhappy.
Up that, like that up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids who aren't getting anything for Christmas. That's all I'm saying. So you got to give them a reason.
And Estonia was one of the last pagan countries to adopt Christianity. So,
Dirty birds.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so the 13th century is when they converted.
They have some kind of weird it's really late tradition of sing song.
Hey, yeah.
Well, they held
who's your lord and savior? Well, what's on the menu today, Bob?
Well, they wanted to get the Estonians are also known for trying to get the best deal, right? So they were holding out.
They're holding out for a good Messiah.
Yeah, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
is this the right price? Yes. Okay.
What kind of beer comes with that?
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. Right. Moving on, shall we?
Sure.
Okay.
We shall.
Let's go to O2. Now, this one is a porter.
O2?
O2.
U2.
This one is only 5.5% ABV.
This one I will probably only finish.
And this is brewed with oats and rye, bursting with vanilla and chocolate flavors. So barley, oats, rye, lactose.
Bursting.
Mm. Oh. Yes. They do sell lactose. It in a can in Europe, but...
It's European lactose.
But these are bottles here in the U.S.
Europeans love it in the can.
This is a nice, easy drinking beer, which is you don't get a lot of those from these guys. I mean, their beers are nice. They're not easy drinking.
Yes.
Yeah, the 5% goes down really well.
Oh yeah, it does.
Yeah, compared to the first two we had, this is definitely like a road stop. You know. That's like my palate's going, oh, thank you.
How is this a risk is what I want to know. Like the other two, like why do you name the low ABV one a risk?
It had something to do with which wife you picked up and carried across the room. I'm sure that was the case, Drew.
But it's, you know, it's a porter, but it's got a big personality. There's a lot. It's got a lot of flavor. It's a little complex and it's very tasty.
It's a lot more simple. Yes, to style, for sure. It's a little light on the sugars for me. It's a little watery, but
nice roast finish.
Yeah, I think that's what I like about it. These other beers felt so heavy on my palate that the light is refreshing.
The juxtaposition is quite nice.
Yeah.
This one, it's weird that this is a nice palate break from the.
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things, it is a little odd, but I mean, I'm not mad about it. And it's nice to know that they can show some restraint, considering that they almost have to be excessive and bold in the country, you know, to deal with the weather I'm assuming that they have to deal with. And probably to go, wait, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, like, Estonia food is not exactly overwhelming with, like, spicy flavor.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know the cuisine in this part of the world. I am only just guessing that it is very close to other, you know, Baltic.
A lot of cabbage.
Yeah.
Potatoes, pork, cheese,
but, you know, its proximity to Turkey tells me that, you know, it's going to get rather interesting. But other than that, our other resident chef here at the table is researching this in real time.
Bread, fish, dairy, pork, potatoes.
Smoked and marinated eel.
I saw that. The one that's an open sprat sandwich on buttered rye bread with marinated sprat, green onions, herbs, and sometimes a poached or hard-boiled egg.
What's a sprat?
Kilu voilalib? I have absolutely no idea. I'm guessing it is a grain of some sort. Mm.
Oh, but I bet their rye bread is outstanding.
Mm. Yep. I agree. Do we rate the porter? I don't think we do.
Well, it's a fish.
We are going to rate the Otu porter a 4.
Oh, nice. And you said that was the one that got the lowest ratings on Untappd.
Yeah, but I think maybe
which is the cornerstone and bastion of what? Like,
wow,
which
Untappd. It's probably
Untappd got it wrong.
It's probably real hardcore beer nerds, you know, love these beers from Estonia. They're giving them, you know, all the bottle
only
caps. 5%. And then they get a 5% beer and they're like, oh, that's only worth 2 bottle caps.
Right. Like, meh, because you're expecting me and you're getting me. Caps. But anyways, but right. Whatever. I think it's good.
It's
really nice.
Okay. Now let's go to the Rukavali.
The rye lily.
Yes. Rye stout with caraway, ginger, and orange. This one is only 10% ABV.
Ooh. Only.
I was expecting more.
Now, this is inspired by sweet and spicy orange cakes with a hefty dose of rye malt. So I guess maybe this might be like a dessert-ish something. You know, like home.
It's not terribly sweet.
No, I mean, like, it's based on
a spiced.
Yeah, you know. And you get that little bit of orange, but honestly, I'm not getting much of caraway or ginger.
No, the caraway is just barely there.
Barely there.
Smells like an orange cupcake.
And those may have faded out or
like
something.
A little orange cake.
I'm wondering how old it is.
Yeah.
Because I would expect the orange.
I like it. It's not as big as I thought it was going to be at 10%. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel cloying.
It's nice. I want to let it warm up a little bit, too. And like,
yeah, it's going to stick to everything inside you, Dave.
Actually, this isn't as, like, no, it's not as viscous as the other ones were.
Not at all.
No, not near it.
I'm getting some caraway at the end. A little, though.
Just barely.
Yeah. But the orange on it is nice. It's like those
orange slices.
Yeah, well, but those oranges. I haven't had one of those in forever.
I'll say Brock's or Starts of the Sea Crush orange slices.
Crush? I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, it's the
it's the multicolored ones. Yeah.
She and I are thinking of the chocolate oranges.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the chocolate orange that you have to
about. I know what you're thinking about too.
I agree. Both these are in play. Yeah, I know which ones you're talking about. Whereas you slap the chocolate and it pops
up. Yeah, all the slices. Yeah.
As opposed to what I was thinking,
like the chocolate jelly candy.
Correct. Yeah. It is definitely all down that same path for sure. And
I'm
agree.
Liking this
orange stuff. Is the dominant, overtone on this.
I wish I could taste
which
some
is
ginger.
Yeah, I mean it's nice,
but if it warms,
maybe we can go and revisit
another,
this.
Another fun fact. Another odd sport they love in Estonia is, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right, kiking, which is where you strap yourself into this big swing and you go around and around and around until you
vomit.
I think your vomit or your head falls off. I don't know.
Do you go?
And again, where do you put this on your resume? At the top, at the bottom, in the middle? Is there a training class? Is there a YouTube video?
Well, I think the
video?
Winner is the one who sprays their vomit the farthest.
Or on themselves or on someone else.
So you probably, you know, you pound about
three. So you take your favorite 12-year-old and throw them on a swing.
Or you pound three.